On the way up to Third Street Hill to Waverley School each morning to discover what song Mrs. Whibble was going to have kids memorize that day, I would pass a shack made of age-blackened hemlock, the kind you see on old barns long gone in disrepair. This shack, perched at the edge of an otherwise empty double lot, grown wild in burdock, wild hollyhock, and briar. I knew the old woman who lived there as Moll Minor, because the boys tormented her by shouting that name as they passed in daily procession, headed for school. I never actually saw her until one Saturday morning when, for want of anything better to do, I went to shoot birds. I had a Red Ryder BB rifle. Moll Minor's lot had birds, and so lying on my belly, as if birds were wild Indians, I shot one. As it flopped around, dying, the old woman ran shrieking from her shack to the fallen bird, raised it to bosom, and then fled, shouting, "I know who you are! You're the printer's boy! Why did you kill it? What harm did it do to you?" Then, overcome with sobs, she disappeared back into her shack. Her wild white hair and old cotton house dress, light grey with faded pink roses, lingered in my vision after I went home. Who could answer such a question at 8 or 28? But being asked made me ask it of myself. I killed because I wanted to. I killed for fun. Who cared about birds? There were plenty of birds. But then, what did it mean, this crazy old lady taking the downed bird into her home? She said she knew me. How was that possible? It was all very puzzling. I found myself hoping the BB hadn't really killed the bird, but only shocked it. I felt stupid and tried to put the incident out of my mind. A week or so later, I got rid of my BB gun, trading it for an entrenching tool and some marbles. I told myself I was tired of it. It wasn't a real gun anyway. Around Halloween, some kids were planning a prank on the old lady. I protested, saying we should pick on someone who could fight back and chase us. "We shouldn't pick on weak people," I said. "Anyway, that lady's not crazy. She's very kind." That winter, without asking, I shoveled snow around her house. It was a business I usually did for pocket money, and I was good at it, but I didn't even ask permission. I just shoveled the sidewalk without asking for money. She watched me from her window without saying a word. Whether she recognized I was the boy who shot the bird, I wish I could tell you, but that's all there is. Not a sparrow falls, they say. That was the way I learnt to care about moral values in Monongahela, by rubbing shoulders with men and women who cared about things other than what money bought, although they cared about money too. I watched them, they talked to me. Have you noticed nobody talks to children in schools? I mean, nobody. All verbal exchanges in school are instrumental. Person-to-person stuff is contrary to policy. That's why popular teachers are disliked and fired. They talk to kids. It's unacceptable.